You are now listening to Cinema Crespediso.
Media is a virus that spreads and spreads until it explodes. Into a building, into Afghanistan, into Iraq, yolk everywhere. Peter wants to fuck in a car while driving off a pier into the ocean. Peter wants to swim with sharks. Peter is conquering his fears. According to thousands of critics, Eyes Wide Shut is merely a drama about relationships. A hand placed firmly on the neck signifies sacrifice. Lucky to be alive. All male clubs and secret societies. The Magic Flute and Eyes Wide Shut both uncloak secret societies. Both Kubrick and Mozart die shortly after releasing their swan songs. Hit that.
The battle for the mind of North America will be fought in the video arena. The video drum. The television screen is the retina of the mind's eye. Therefore, the television screen is part of the physical structure of the brain. Therefore, whatever appears on the television screen emerges as raw experience for those who watch it.
We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be.
Jason. What is up, guys? Welcome to a episode. I was doing 233 of Cinema Crespediso. Drew, why are you laughing? No laugh at me, Drew. Don't you dare laugh at this. At my inability to intro a show properly after doing it close to 400 times. Now, when you include bonus episodes, it's written right there. 233. It's written right there. Yes, thank you for pointing that out, Drew. Welcome to episode 233 of Cinema Crespediso. I'm your host, Chris Crespo. Let's get this started with your threat update. Current threat level is Seashell. Your resistance is recognized. Let's see the weather update. Goddamn, it's hot out there. Oof. Man, I'm sweating. Traffic update. Man, just stay home. Just stay home. That's how you start the show, Cinema Crespediso style, with us. Co-host. Co-producer. Drew Sacogburn. Drew.
What up?
What's up, dude?
How's it going?
How you doing, brother?
Another weekend here in the Crespediso Studio.
In the Crespediso Studio. We are chilling. We got a returning guest, a fellow podcaster. Wasn't doing the podcast last time we were here. Doing it now. Also, Orlando's best actor, as far as I'm concerned, Shakespearean. Shakespearean actor, yes.
I was in a version of Titus Andronicus.
Yes, Titus Andronicus, one of the best Shakespearean acts, if I do say so myself. Ladies and gentlemen, Big Tim Murphy is here. What's up, Big Tim?
Not much. Yeah, we brought the podcast back in March.
Yes, Poking the Bear.
Poking the Bear, yeah.
Which is, I gotta say, it's a good show, man. How long were we doing it before?
I think we did like 15 or 16 episodes, and we kind of, like, we weren't getting any real traction. It was... About 2014.
Yeah,
when we were doing it. We
back
started.
Back when you still had to explain what podcasts were to people.
Yeah, kind of, and also just like there was that. I mean,
yeah,
Serial did like explain. I mean, I knew what podcasts were back then.
I guess you can say it's pre-Serial, post-Serial.
It really is. It's basically like grandmas in the Midwest know what podcasts are now.
Yeah, precisely. It's crazy. Once your moms know and everyone and the grandmas know, then you have to explain. Now it's just new media.
Yeah, it's a radio show, but we put it on the internet.
People listen to that. Why would anyone listen to that? But now,
well, no one listened to it back in the day.
Yeah, but now people are listening. People are listening in droves now. And so thank you for taking the time. I know you're on your media tour, man. I've seen it. I've seen the posts.
Yeah.
You're doing a whole bunch of shows lately. Are they all out yet or what?
I don't really know, to be honest with you. I think the 1K Away came out yesterday.
Okay, there you go.
On Friday.
1K Away, check that one out.
And then I did Swervy Jones on Friday.
Oh, so that comes out on Monday.
Yeah,
so nice. Monday.
And we got fucked up.
People always do, man. Did Trey have a drink of the week?
Yeah.
That's, our show comes out like 12 hours before theirs. Let's spoil the drink of the week. What was it?
Yeah, it was King Julius.
King Julius. Oh, for Titus Andronicus over here. Who did you play? You were one of the...
I played Saturnius, but I wasn't in a traditional version of Titus Andronicus. I was in the holiday special.
Yes.
Which was a spoof of holiday specials and Titus Andronicus.
At the same time. At the Orlando Fringe
Festival. And y'all are familiar with Titus Andronicus, a Shakespeare play, just a little bit, maybe?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, Julie Taymor, who did the Lion King Broadway theater show, she did a movie version, Titus, with Anthony Hopkins, which is fucking badass.
And it's like, really gory, and there's the whole subplot of a rape and mutilation, and we kept that in there. But we did it with puppets.
Yes, that's what I heard.
And the cannibalism was still in there, and all the murders and all, but it was fun, and we had fake Christmas carols.
Fake Christmas carols based on what's happening, the events in the play, and you kept the basic plot points of
all the plot points there.
Which is a wild fucking story.
It's very gory.
People think Shakespeare, Romeo and Juliet, men dressed as women. Mm-hmm. And
no, this is a woman being served her children as pies.
Mm-hmm. Delicious.
It's fucked up, man. Revenge because the daughter gets her hands cut off and her tongue cut out, and the sticks stuck in her. And then, have you seen the movie?
No.
It's a crazy, because all that stuff is then visual. But in a very over the top acid trip sort of way.
Yeah, oh,
man. And Alan Cummings is in it. Anthony Hopkins is Titus, right?
Yeah,
he's the main dude, and it's really good. It's back when before Anthony Hopkins said yes to everything.
Yeah,
we'll be talking about Anthony Hopkins says yes.
He is me right later. Now. Yeah, I'm saying yes to everything. And...
Yeah, but you're doing it on a smaller level, which still works. Level. Yeah, but there's still quality control there. Yeah, in a way,
there's a little bit like I'm starting now where. If I have to drive more than 30 minutes, you need to show me your download numbers or call me an Uber.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. That's a smart man. Well, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. Let's get this show on the road, episode 233. That means we start with the streaming pick of the week. And that means I hit this button here.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Pick of the Week.
Picks. Oh, I don't know why that happened. No, let's do it again.
Alright.
I don't know what happened. Let's do it again.
Press the button.
Assalamu alaikum.
I love this intro.
Welcome to Pick of the Week.
Picks of the Week.
Pick of the Week.
Pick of the Week.
Streaming. That's right, the streaming pick of the week. We do this every week. There's way too much out there, man, to watch on the Netflixes and the Hulus and the Amazons. I did it the other night.
Shortlist.
What? Where is that? Where's the Tribeca shortlist? Where can I find that?
It's a streaming app.
The whole app? Tribeca has its own app now?
Yeah.
I wasn't even... Oh, let's see. There's so many apps.
And theirs changes content every month. It changes even more drastically than...
That's crazy.
...than Netflix. And it's got movies on there that you won't see on Netflix necessarily.
Yeah, because it's all about licensing. They're buying the licenses that maybe the smaller ones that Netflix is overlooking. Netflix is going with all the original programming, too.
This is all curated.
Yeah.
So there's no bad movies on there.
It's like Hulu. Hulu used to have. I don't know where it went now. Criterion.
Yeah.
Criterion bounces around now.
Criterion has its own streaming app.
It's its own thing now. That's right. Man, I got to get on there because Criterion is
super curated.
We'll talk
about that Tribeca thing off air because you're missing something.
I am, apparently. There's just too much to watch, which is why we do the streaming pick of the week. We try to help people. Tim, use the Crespo Diesel Randomizer 9000.1. Let everyone know, what is it this week's pick of the week?
It's the movie Super, which is available on Hulu.
Oh, shit, guys. It's also available on, I want to say, Netflix. As well.
Netflix.
As well as Netflix. Okay, Super is, alright, James Gunn, who is now, he's all blown up with,
he's the biggest movie director on the planet,
which is wild, right, with the Guardians of the Galaxy movies, but before that, he made really small, crazy, low-budget, intense movies. Have you seen Super?
I have. This is the one where it's a realistic superhero with a wrench, right?
Yes. It's Rainn Wilson, and he's a superhero because he just has social anxiety, adjusting to reality issues.
And a wrench.
And he just knocks people overhead with a wrench. Alan Page plays a character who takes it too far. And then Kevin Bacon's the bad guy, right? He's just the meth out crazy bad guy.
He is pretty good in the... Yeah, he's
probably probably the best part of the movie. Michael Rooker is one of his right-hand man. Then Michael Rooker in anything is always
he is good. And my favorite part about Super is it has realistic amounts of damage that a pipe wrench will fuck you up.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. That's the thing about the movie. Well. It's like Kick-Ass before Kick-Ass. It's, what if people did this in real life? What kind of real damage would this do?
Yeah.
And when they start introducing gunplay and bullet wounds, it's for real. Yeah. People go down hard, and major characters go down. You're like, oh shit, I did not see that coming.
Batman would cripple most of Gotham with the way he beats him up and does the shit.
Well, he does on a regular basis.
Yeah.
He is straight up just paralyzing lots of people.
Oh, the, yeah. The newest Batman, the Batfleck Batman movies actually have him doing, like, the most amount of damage to, of any Batman.
God, yeah, and there's a lot of, Batman doesn't kill him, but he sure lets him die.
He will break their necks and then, I guess, not call for an ambulance.
Uh-huh, correct.
And goes and to chase the car down the road.
Yeah, and just let them sit there paralyzed.
Yeah, just like, whatever.
I'd love, if I win the Powerball, I'm going to make a bunch of stupid shit.
Yeah.
And it's going to be, like, one-off things, because you're going to get sued out of oblivion.
Yeah, you will.
But I'd love to do a fucking... A small business show set in Gotham where it's just you fucking taking care of all the people with Batman's paralyzed.
That's hysterical.
Because some of them are criminals, but you figure he's got to have been mistaken once or twice.
And there's going to be collateral damage. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, people just like passing by a mugging and they get wrapped up in it. Like the bat mist. I breathed in his bat gas.
Well, do you have Batman insurance? Because if not, then you're screwed. That's
why we sell bat insurance.
You're paying out of pocket for your new wheelchair.
Yep. All the people at Allstate and Progressive turned down. They go to Big Tim Murphy's Bat Insurance. Uh-huh. And he's like, I got you, baby. Here we go. Right, we got some of that Joker gas in it. No, we only cover Batman gas. Sorry.
Joker gas is a separate policy. You need a writer for that.
That's a funnier desk right there, right? We're trying to keep track of all these. Are you writing these down?
Of course.
All right, good. Super's a wild movie. It's a lot of fun, and it is James Gunn before he blew up. It's James Gunn making a superhero movie, but for $50 and Kevin Bacon. So you can't actually.
It may have been a little more $50, but not much more.
Yeah, not much more. and in some ways, better movie than the Guardians movies, but in other ways, not. You know, because they're different.
The Guardians movies are different, and Guardians movies are good for Hollywood blockbusters.
Oh my God, they are! Yeah, for your the cynically crank out the machine that's just cranking out the product for what it is, a Disney product for that meant to please as many people as possible. It still gets weird and cool.
It's as weird as they'll let him get away with. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is the guy that did a movie about realistic superhero violence.
Yeah, and then they let him make a movie anyway.
It's still insane to me.
Which is the same thing with the same people working with Thor, Ragnarok. They gave it to Taika Waititi, who he's not like a known name at all in America, and the movies he's made are like these really small... New Zealand character comedies, The Hunt for the Wilder People. Did you see What We Do in the Shadows?
Yes, is that him?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so the guy who made the zombie...
Then it's gonna be good.
Yeah, the guy who made the zombie mockumentary, and he's also one half of the creative team behind Flight of the Conchords. That's him and Jermaine Clement.
Ah, he's the other guy. He's
the other guy, but not the short guy that's in the show.
Yeah, but the other one.
Yes, exactly. And they let him write and direct the new Thor movie, which is why it looks so wild.
It looks wild.
Yeah, but also the trailer cheats because they're using Led Zeppelin, and that's a cheat, man. I mean, come on. Of course it's going to be.
I mean, yeah,
it's Led Zeppelin.
Exactly.
It's always cheating. Yeah. But, they take some interesting... Doctor Strange worked out for them because they gave it to Scott Derrickson, who before this, he just made up straight-up horror movies. The Sinister movies. He made the first
one. Which are good.
Yeah, and it's, like, really tense, really atmospheric, very dour. It has a Twilight Zone ending. For people who are paying attention, whenever I say, like, Twilight Zone ending type... thing to describe something usually means everything goes horribly wrong and it comes back and bites him in the ass and the protagonist loses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's typically what happens. And that happens in fucking Sinister, that's for sure. That movie is fucked up. And then they're like, you know what? Yeah, let's give this guy a PG-13 Doctor Strange movie. He'll make this work.
And he does.
And he did. It's crazy. That's a wild movie.
Yeah, I mean, even the Godzilla movie was made by the dude that did Monsters, remember?
Right, yes.
And Monsters was a good fucking movie.
I love that movie.
That never showed a monster, really.
At the very end. And when they do show them, it's like a mating scene and they kiss. Yeah. And then they walk away and you're like, what was that? And the army shows up. That's a wild movie. And they're like, you can do Godzilla. And then he did, he went from that to Rogue One.
Mm-hmm.
And then he showed him, like, it turned into a war movie. And Disney was like, no, we're going to reshoot 40% of this with Tony Gilroy. And you're locked out of it. And he's like, yeah, I still get credit and money. It's cool. And
I got paid.
Yeah, and in public relations, he was very cool about it.
Yeah.
But behind the scenes, he must have been steaming. We'll actually talk a little more about Disney firing directors in the second half of the show.
Disney throws their weight the fuck around.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they do.
We'll save it for the second half.
Yeah, they do, though. They for sure do. All right, so there you go. Super great pick. Thank you, Tim. I appreciate it. Let's do that box office recap. Yeah, get that out of here. We're talking about that money. Drew, where are we starting the top five?
Coming number five this week.
Number five.
All Eyes on Me.
Oh, shit.
Made an additional $5.8 million, total of 38.
No way. How much did it make last weekend?
Did it
make like 20, 30 million last weekend?
Looks like, yeah, just under 30, like 33.
What's the percentage drop? 77.9% drop from week to week. That's bad word of mouth. People are not necessarily liking All Eyes on Me.
Well, for a movie like that, I don't think that's necessarily... I think that's a fairly niche thing still.
Well, you would think so, but Straight Outta Compton, when that came out last year, it was such a well-made movie, and it's a similar topic. It's the biopic of a hip-hop legend, in that case, a whole group. That one made a ton of money, and then it kept making money because of word of mouth. People are like, you should go see Straight Outta Compton. This one, people are seeing it, and some people are like, eh, but for the most part... The word of mouth has been tepid, and it's reflecting in the box office.
Tepid might as well be bad.
Yes, especially these days, there's too many entertainment options for people to be like, eh, yeah, I guess it's okay. Or, yeah, I guess I'll go see the movie. That guy just said it was okay.
It costs $40 to go for two people to the movies, basically.
Yeah, especially if you want the food and the drinks, and if you go somewhere where you got to pay for parking, depending on where you are in the world, a movie can be quite expensive. For other people, it could be like under $6, but you have to be willing to go to maybe a crappy theater or before like 10 a.m., something like that.
Yeah.
Which I'm fine with, but that's not necessarily a good date.
I routinely used to go to Picture Show, the Dollar Theater in Altamont.
Oh yeah,
that's not still open, is it?
It's still open.
Is it still open? And it's like strong. Tucked away back there. It's weird, right? How it's like hidden away. I can't believe people still go there.
Well, $1.75 for children's movies.
Man, but... I gotta go. Last time I was there was actually to see a Ong Bak. They played that there, which is a very strange place for that movie to show. But they showed it there for like $5, and it was fucking fantastic.
What was number four?
Number four, 47 meters down. Made an additional $7.4 million.
Shark movie.
Like 24.2.
I hate they do shark movies.
You're not a fan of shark
Moore
movies?
Are
you a fan of Mandy Moore movies?
No. I like Mandy Moore, I'll Break Your Heart Any Day of the Week, though. It's one of my favorite Guilty Pleasure songs.
All right, what if she was singing that to a shark?
I just don't...
Underwater. Sharks, that was trying to get
sharks, sharks ain't really dangerous.
No, they're not.
And they're going to be gone, shit's going to be bad, and we're going to keep making it, like, scared of them.
It's one of those things where it's, yeah, another thing where they're demonizing, quote, making monsters out of a thing. That it's just it's just an animal that's going out there doing its thing. And we're killing far more of them than they are
us. Literally doing the Holocaust on them, like, every day.
Yeah, and then we put out the propaganda like this. We're like, look how evil sharks are. Yeah. What if sharks are sentient and they know that we're making movies about them and they're like, that's why they're finally biting back. That's what Sharknado should be about.
But they're not biting back. That's the problem. If they were, Japanese people wouldn't be safe to get in the goddamn water or Chinese people.
Yeah, that is true. They'd be working with the dolphins. But like, the dolphins are going to lure them out, and the whales and the sharks are going to come in and fuck them up. Yeah, that's right. They should. Imagine if all the fishes and the mammals of the sea worked together, we'd be fucked.
They're starting to, actually.
Are they, though?
Orcas are starting to follow fishing vessels and, like, fuck with their catches. Basically, letting the humans do the work for them.
Well, orcas have always had a...
They're just very smart.
There's a famous orca pod that would help whaling ships kill other whales in exchange for the tongues.
Smart.
No shit.
Yeah, back in the day.
That's crazy. I did just read a story. It was about killer whales who... They're finally, I think it's somewhere in South, either off the coast, wherever there's a lot of sharks, either South Africa.
South Africa, they're eating the livers.
Yes,
right?
They're finding sharks with the, did we talk about this on the show before?
No.
No?
I don't think so.
They're finding sharks with the sharks with the livers taken out because two orcas will attack them, grab them by the fins, rip them open, and then extract the livers, specifically the livers to eat them.
Actually, what they're doing is they flip them over first. Mm-hmm. And then the shark goes in a catatonic state, and then they come and pull him. Yeah.
Oh my god, that's
because you can get a great white if you flip a great white on its belly.
You just flip him.
It does that like the hypnosis thing where it kind of falls asleep
done,
or whatever.
Yeah, they're done.
Yeah, that's crazy, right? They're this apex predator, but then all you gotta do is flip it on its back.
Well, the only apex predator in the ocean is orcas.
that's true. That's what I was saying. As a matter of fact, recently this
number three.
Else. What was number three? We don't have anything to say about 47 meters down. That's your conversation about 47 meters down.
Wonder Woman. $25 million, total of $318.
We've talked about this now. How many weeks has it been out now? Three weeks?
4 weeks.
4 weeks. How much has it made total?
$318 domestic.
Yeah, let's get that worldwide total.
$334 foreign, $652 worldwide.
$652. So this movie pretty much becoming the de facto highest grossing movie ever directed by a woman simply because it's like, they gave a blockbuster to him. What do you know? A woman could direct a movie. Good for her. That's crazy. It's insane. And then now we have to go over like, oh, it's the first one directed by a woman to make $100 million. I was like, yeah, duh, because it took so fucking long for you to give a basic superhero movie. You're giving it to all these mediocre directors all the time, and they're making quote hit movies because it's Spider-Man or it's yeah, very it's popular like, characters.
You didn't make a hit movie. You fucking just happened to be along for the ride.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Somebody gave you the Spider-Man property and you didn't fuck it up too bad.
Yeah. You took a property where people wear the fucking underwear with the character's name on it and made... If you want to say you made a hit movie, make $1.5 billion with it. Then you made a hit movie.
Yeah. Which is, yes, that the amount of movies that have made over $1 billion is like maybe less than 25, I think. Yeah. And 1.5 is like, that number drops so fast. $2 billion? I think there's two movies. It's ridiculous. That is now the new barometer for, quote, financial success for a movie, as opposed to, like, you know,
or like,
how much a movie is actually well-liked or whatever.
Yeah, well, I mean, fuck it. Well-liked and making money are different things.
That's
also,
absolutely, 100%.
I can't stand our new culture's hot take on everything that people like and shitting on. It's like, you gotta, as long as they ain't hurting nobody or being like, 47 meters, fuck them. Sharks, fuck them. You shouldn't like movies about shit like that. But if you like fucking All Eyes on Me, or even if you like stupid fucking movies, whatever, man.
I feel the same way. It's each movie has its place. It's just that... what I don't like is when we're, if you, like, say, Battleship. I remember that movie came out. And I was like, man, let's go see Battleship. This could be fun. It could be, I like Peter Berg movies. This could work. And the movie came out and I hated it. I was like, this movie sucks.
It was a bad movie.
It was not good.
The Asylum version was better.
Which is not good. That's bad. What if Snakes on a Train is better than Snakes on a Plane? It shouldn't be the way it is. We all never know. But then I remember being like, I think this was around the time I was on SBK Live and I was writing reviews online and people were like, it's just enjoy it, shut your brain off at the door, blah blah. I'm like, look, I can enjoy a dumb bad movie, and this one is just like not enjoyable. I did not enjoy it. You can enjoy it, like it all you want, but don't like try to shit on me for not liking it. It's the reverse. It's a weird thing. Why can people just have their opinion of something?
I do dislike the wasting potential.
Yes, it is a waste.
Alexander Skarsgård, or whatever the fuck you say his name,
and
Rihanna,
and the fact that it's a battleship, right? Yeah. It's a plotless item, so you could come up with anything. And that's what they came up with.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, all the things. All the things.
We're gonna put up a force field and this one ship is gonna be stuck.
We're gonna make some sort of weird alien, and then the aliens have goatees. I don't understand that part. That
was literally the Asylum version, US warships, had a more coherent plot and starred Mario Van Peebles or Van Peebles.
Ooh. Which is already better, I think.
Yeah.
Actually, Mario Van Peebles, that's a good analog to Liam Neeson.
He's the exploitation one.
He's a badass version.
The difference was they had EMPs, and that's why none of the fancy stuff went.
Oh, and then they had to go back to the old school and then, like, locating them on a grid and shit. See, I bet you. I want to see that.
So much better.
And they got sued, too, because their original title was, just based on the title, they got sued because I think they called it American Battleship.
Yeah.
And they're like, you cannot call that. So they called it American Warship.
They called it U.S.
Warship. U.S. Warship. And like, okay, this is... They must have done some sort of mediation or arbitration.
If I win the Powerball, I'm going to remake that movie, but with actual cast, because they got a bunch of museum ships out and a bunch of old stuff.
Yeah.
And they just use footage from, like, old-time war documentaries.
Yes. That is... Oh, man. That footage is cheap, too, man.
Coming in number two this week.
We've talked about Wonder Woman a lot, so that's your Wonder Woman discussion.
Cars 3.
We also did a spoiler bonus episode of that. People can check that out. Cars 3, here we go.
Weekend gross, $25 million, total of $99.
Cars 3, all right, good for them.
Yeah, they're probably not going to make it, then, huh?
I think they're done after three of them. It's John Lasseter who pretty much like is running Pixar as well as Disney Animation. He can make whatever he wants. So you know,
kids probably like Cars.
He loves Cars. They better like Cars. If they don't, he forces it on them. I bet you they hate Cars. Like we like dinosaurs.
You're
like,
gonna
no,
like
you like Cars. Like we want to play with Woody. Like here's a what's his name? Lightning McQueen. It's like we hate this. Like God damn it, you little shits. We didn't see Cars 3. What's number one?
Number one, Transformers: The Last Night.
Here we go.
We can gross 45.3 million, total of 69. Over, I guess it came out on Thursday.
I think it came out on Wednesday. It did that thing where it came out a couple of days early. The lowest opening weekend domestically of the five Transformers movies. That matters not.
Foreign, 196.
There you go. It's already.
They ain't making them for us no more.
No more. Movies like this, Pirates of the Caribbean, which also it's the fifth of the franchise, and also had the lowest opening weekend of all of them here in America. they make them for overseas, could still make over $1 billion each. It's the same thing you're just saying. It's barely a success these days for these to make $1 billion. Like, now that's expected for these type of movies.
Well, they spend $250 million to make them and $250 million
to market them. Yeah, because you can pretty much double. $217 million. So then, yeah, another over $200 million to market it. Yeah, you can absolutely double that. Can you imagine
$217 million just to get the word out about your movie?
Which is...
That's a lot of money.
And it's just for box office stuff, too. But then, obviously, we're talking strictly box office numbers. Something like Transformers, we're doing merchandising. We're doing home video. We're doing the Universal ride. That's
Transformers has all that shit, too.
Yeah, it's wild how much stuff is out there. And they're making the money on all that as well, on top of the... it's almost like the $1 billion box office. It's like a publicity stunt for them to sell all the incredible merchandising. And you know what? These days, Drew, we should probably just buy the toys. Skip the movie. Buy the toys. Bang around in the living room for a couple hours. Play some music like Hans Zimmer in the background.
We just saw the movie.
And then be like, this is... And then we can sit down and then review Transformers. Because that's what these days
are. I mean, that's pretty much what it is.
Yeah.
It's amazing how the first one in hindsight now looks like the goddamn Mona Lisa compared to the first one.
The first one was actually a decent movie.
It is a decent movie, 100%. But this new one... The reviews, all right, they were saying it was worse than the last one, the worst of the series. I'm like, how can it be worse than the last one? The worst one was already the worst one.
Was that the one with a fucking say hello to your mother for me? What's his name? They replaced...
This one did not have... The last one had Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg.
It was the first one. Okay. The last one and this one have Mark Wahlberg, his new character, Cade Yeager. Terrible name. He's an inventor.
Yes.
Mark Wahlberg is an inventor. He's like, guys, check it out. I invented a thing that brings you sodas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or
Bud Lights.
When I looked at his goddamn garage, it was like, you don't have any money for this farm, but there's $1.7 million in hand tools.
Yeah, and all the tools.
It's all Snap-on and shit, and it's like,
my God, it's so stupid. And TJ Miller's in that one, and then he dies like 20 minutes in.
Yeah.
And then the movie takes... It even gets worse after that. It's crazy.
It does.
But there's still parts of that last one, of the fourth one, that I like. The character there...
Some of his movies are in the Criterion Collection.
Well, yeah, Michael Bay
knows how to make a movie, man.
The Rock should be in the Criterion Collection. Wouldn't be surprised if Armageddon is, because it was a very cultural event.
Armageddon is a bad movie, but it looks real fucking nice.
They look amazing, and he knows how to stage scenes and set pieces. The problem is, he does a style of like quick movement and hyper editing that he does well, but it influenced so many other people that they copied it, and they did it so poorly that it just like ruined action movies for the next decade, because everyone's trying to be Michael Bay and no one could be Michael Bay. The one who came closest is Simon West, who did Con Air.
Con Air was a good movie.
That's a pretty good like sub Michael Bay movie. It's fun. But this one, it's like, man, the last one still had things that I liked about it. This one, it was really lacking in the fun stuff. For some reason, it was just a slog of a Transformers movie.
How the fuck you make a movie about robots that talk and transforming cars?
Yeah.
And you don't have it be a fun movie.
It's not fun.
No, it's not fun at all.
It's weird.
If you're going to break fundamental laws of physics and all, those things get bigger when they're taken apart.
Yes.
You shouldn't happen.
And then they get smaller
when he put them together.
The same thing happens in the cartoon where it's like the cassette tape turns into a big old bird and then it turns back into a cassette tape.
It's like, if you're going to break fundamental rules of physics at least have it be a fun movie.
And you know what? In the very beginning, they introduce a little group of kids. There's like four or five kids. This is going to be a spoiler-free review, but there's like four or five kids in the very beginning, and they're like running into it. And for some reason, it's like a year or two later from the previous movie.
And all of a sudden, apocalypse.
But it's like Transformers apocalypse. All these the Transformer robots have been crashing from outer space for months now, and they're fighting on Earth looking for the staff, because every movie they're looking for an item.
Just give up and call it, we're looking for the MacGuff.
The MacGuff is here. It's ridiculous. This MacGuff is called... There are two of them. Well, they went back to the first one where they had Wiki's glasses, same with Wiki, and then the glasses led to the AllSpark. Anyway, so stupid. It's like all of a sudden shit is bad, and there's zones that are cordoned off because of all the destruction, because of Transformers fighting, and there's a group of kids that get into this zone, and they're like, and we're following them, and all of a sudden it kind of has the feel of like a Spielberg 80s Amblin thing. Like, I was like, oh shit, are we gonna follow this group of kids? throughout the movie? Is it going to bring a level of fun? That's what these movies need.
Probably a better Transformers movie.
It would make a better movie. They do one scene. Mark Wahlberg shows up on a Jeep. He's like, what's up, guys? And then he saves the kids. He shoos them off. And then that group that we introduced, gone. The whole movie. Never see them
God
again.
God damn it. Netflix, buy the right to them kids. I'd love to watch fucking kids in a goddamn world where fucking Transformers are real and they're fighting and shit.
I mean, it would be a better movie.
Yeah, it'd be. I'd watch a Netflix series about it for at least once.
They need to be geared more towards to kids, I think. It's like kids' property. It's fucking, they're trying to make them PG-13 gritty war movies, and it's stupid. It's bad. It's not good.
Gritty war movies suck.
Yeah, war sucks.
Yeah, war is not cool.
You know who doesn't like to talk about war? People who go to war.
Yeah.
That's the way it is.
Yeah.
That's the way it is. Drew, what do you want to say about Transformers, colon, The Last Knight?
It was awful.
Yeah.
It was absolutely awful.
It was really bad.
It was thinly plotted, no character development. Mm-hmm. Can you really even call it a movie?
You can, technically. It was 24 frames a second.
I mean, it was like a picture salad instead of a word salad.
There you go. Characters are just showing up.
You just throw a bunch of shit on the screen and you're like, haha, movie.
It is fucking ridiculous, I gotta say.
And what's funny is that probably had more money put into making sure that people were fed there than we'll ever make in our entire lives. And that's including if I get famous. There's a pretty good chance I'll get some kind of famous, but I won't make as much as the fucking... craft service budget for fucking Transformer franchises.
Goddamn Mark Wahlberg. You know he has his own nutritionist his own
for
chef.
For sure, yeah.
He's like, I gotta get my greens, I gotta get my seeds. I read this article about Tom Cruise. I'm gonna do what he does. People don't see it. See it if you wanna see it. It's a Transformers movie. If you're gonna see it, you're gonna see it. That's the thing with these movies. If you're gonna see a Transformers movie, you're gonna see it. But just like, it is the worst one.
By far.
It's got this one moment where I was like, but that's about it. We did put up a spoiler-filled bonus episode. It's about 30 or so minutes of us talking about the movie in more detail. All this, we actually tried to recall the plot. We had seen the movie. An hour and a half later, we sat down, tried to recall the plot, and boy, was that tough.
Yeah.
Well, that was weird.
I don't think there is one.
There really is none.
Because it's
a sequence of events.
It's a sequence of events, and at the end of the day, like, what was accomplished?
I watched the same B-movie with Lawrence Fishburne on Netflix three times.
Yeah.
And I can't remember. Each time I go... fuck, is it? It changed its name once. You know how sometimes in B-movies will change their name?
Yeah.
It changed its names once, and it was like Leviathan Rising or something like that.
Oh, some super generic name.
Yeah, it was generic. Yeah. But it had good people, and it had fucking...
They get them sometimes, like John Cusack.
Peter Falk was in it, I think.
Really? So is this from like the 90s? Maybe early 2000s?
It's from now.
Peter Falk?
Yeah.
Isn't he dead? Columbo?
No, not Peter Falk. That guy, fucking...
Peter Weller.
Peter Weller.
RoboCop.
RoboCop, the what? He's like a doctorate in history
Professor RoboCop. Yeah, he's extremely smart.
Egyptologist type shit.
I love the documentaries with him,
He's great. You can just like do a YouTube search of Peter Weller like college speeches, and it's just like,
because it's fucking RoboCop.
And he's like, this guy's so eloquent, he's amazing.
You know? Fuck Neil deGrasse Tyson.
So you saw a movie?
Let's have Iron Man do it.
Yeah, for real. We need better heroes. So you saw Lawrence Fishburne and him?
Yeah, he's in it, and there's a couple other people who are not bad in it. And it's not a bad movie by any stretch of imagination. But it's
watchable, direct-to-video type of...
It's a foreign movie that happened to get released here.
It's how Steven Seagal makes his money for the last 20 years.
Yeah, it's like one of those fucking, like, it's made in Scandinavia with a fucking Scandinavian lottery budget.
Yeah, sure. Most of the budget went to the the actors and the mafia behind the producers who, like, siphon off the money.
You know, but, I mean, it had good values and all, and it was it's a decent movie. When you make that Facebook group I told you about, the first post in it will be me putting links to that movie.
All right. I'll hold you to that, man. You'll be the first one I invite to join the group.
You should.
All right. Should it be an open group or a closed group? What's the
best
way to
do it? Closed group.
Closed group. Because I don't want Joker
to
join
in. You don't want randos to join in.
All right.
You should do a closed group. Don't do secret. But closed, they can look and you...
Not secret, but closed.
Closed, yes.
Okay. This guy knows. How many groups do you have?
I'm in a lot of groups.
But how many do you run, though? Victims Happiness Club.
Victims Happiness Club, which is not a cult.
Not a cult. Not a cult. It's not a culture. You should join it, but it's not a cult.
All right, so when you start off by saying something isn't something, that's immediately what people think it is.
But well, it's not, though.
I mean, it's cool. I almost brought you a beanbag chair today to put
just
in the corner.
Saying. Oh, really? Poor people, that's better than that stool, I tell you. Poor people are sitting on that goddamn thing. That'll break your ass.
I'm in several. But yeah, point is, you need a group.
All right, fair enough. I'll take your advice on that one.
Get yourself a cult, Chris.
We'll get ourselves a cult. No, a group. And also, there's one that's just Poking the Bear. You also have a Poking the Bear.
Poking the Bear is a page, but this is...
Oh, and that's a page and a group. Different things. Okay.
Big Tim Happiness Club is the Poking the Bear group.
Gotcha, understood. And then you're in some Flat Earther groups.
I'm in so many Flat Earther groups. I'm also in, like, I'm pretty sure I'm in one for, like... Big Gay Bears and Daddies.
Oh, really?
I think that's a new one I added.
Man, you should be the king of that one.
I joined every group possible.
Really?
Just to fuck with the algorithm. I also like every page possible.
To fuck with Facebook, yeah.
Yeah, they don't know what I am.
They don't know what's going on.
So people, if you need one more on your page or group, send it to Big Tim and he will join it and like it. I mean,
he may
even get a second or two participation if it's a good page.
You will get literally one, I'll like five or six things and go, all right, unfollow.
I get it.
I understood. There you go. So that's your review of Transformers last night. We're going to start a group about that. New movies come out on DVD. Here we go. A bunch of them, actually. The Autopsy of Jane Doe. You remember that one, Drew?
Mm-hmm.
It's a horror movie that's about Brian Cox and Emile Hirsch are a father-son team. And
it's a haunted autopsy.
And it's a haunted autopsy. They're working in a morgue. They're cutting open a body that was found, like, buried under a house the scene of a huge, like, a quadruple murder. And as they're trying to figure out what was happening at that house, they send the body back to the morgue so they can figure out what happened to the body. Turns out, spoiler alert, sort of a spoiler. This is the setup of the movie. It's, like, the first 15 minutes. It's all related to, like, some sort of old witch, like, ceremony. So as they're cutting open into this lady, they're, like, really releasing more demons and shit, and things are getting fucked up.
I like ones like that.
It's a pretty wild little movie. We saw it at the end scene a few months ago, and it's worth checking out. So, The Autopsy of Jane Doe is pretty cool. The Belko Experiment, written by James Gunn. See, you pick James Gunn. Things happen for a reason, man. It's weird. Not directed by him, though.
The lesser guns.
And it is one of his minor works. It's Battle Royale, but in an office building. A bunch of people are working in an office building in a foreign country somewhere. It gets locked down, and they're instructed over an intercom. You have 20 minutes or an hour, or whatever, to kill 4 people. If you don't, we'll kill 8 people, et cetera, that type of thing. Unfortunately, it's not as imaginative as we were hoping.
No.
Yeah, we wanted to...
I could have had a lot more fun with that, even in my own hands.
You think...
Is it worth watching on DVD?
It's worth checking out if you're into that kind of setup. It is more... Expect less imaginative kills set in an office building, and more a movie about... How would a group of 40, 50 adults try to rationally sort out this situation? So it's a little more straightforward.
Give me both.
Nah, you're getting one or the other.
You
I'm sorry.
Both. You could. Both.
You could. They chose not to. Because you know why, Tim? That's work.
Yeah, that's true.
Sometimes. You can tell sometimes when you watch me, like, man, you could have given this a couple more a few more drafts.
I just signed on for a show and I messaged you. I was like, look, I'm doing this for the money.
Really?
You're helping me. We're both doing it for the money.
Oh, Drew sneezed four times.
I gotta finish my drink too.
Mm.
Mm. I'll join in.
It's the rule. You gotta finish your drink. I sneeze four times. It's awful.
There's worse rules. I mean,
sorry, Tim. That is awful. But you're drinking water too.
I just had water. It was okay.
That was a vodka soda, but it was pretty much the end. It was watered down with the ice. So you're working with a cheap guy? Is that what's going on?
No. We can't talk. Well, just know sometimes.
Sometimes
you take the money and it's like, all right, you got literally the amount of money you paid me worth.
Yeah, yes, I understand. Yes, 100%. I know that feeling for sure. Like, this is what you want to pay me.
This is the work you get.
This is what you're getting. I'll do a lot more, but the cost. Speaking of, seems like they cheaped out in certain ways. Chips comes out. Dax Shepard's Chips comes out on DVD.
Never saw that.
A lot of people didn't see it.
I don't think they market it very well. I wasn't even sure it was a thing until just recently.
Well, just because, you know, for the show, we're in theaters all the time. I saw the trailer a few times. But it was one of those things where the trailer didn't make me laugh. I was like, this does not look funny. And then when the movie came out, the reviews were not good. So I was like,
Dax Shepard's good at things, though.
He can be good. Yeah. But he was totally behind this one. This was his baby.
Oh.
And it didn't really
come. Sometimes when it's your, like... I love The Rockford Files.
Yeah.
So much I've seen every season.
That's right. You do like The Rockford Files.
I fucking love it.
Yeah.
I will get drunk and write Netflix on Facebook and Twitter. What the fuck? Why won't you bring back The Rockford Files?
Like reboot it or bring back?
No, just bring it back. And people be like, oh, you know, you can get it. I'm like, no. The idea is I want to be able to talk about it and y'all go get it too.
Yes.
And it comes back. It's not that I want, I can download, I can torrent or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And have them. It's a more about I want it to come back.
Yeah. Well, maybe it needs to get people.
What's his name? Vince Vaughn was attached to star in a new one.
Mm-hmm.
And then it got in development hell and fell apart.
Idea.
Idea. My goal, robot.
Robot.
Robot. You said it in the future, right? And I'm completely serious with this.
Okay.
It's a fucking robot.
Yep.
And it's like, it's in the future and robots are kind of mainstream now and mm-hmm. you can get your own Android personal assistant.
Right? Okay. iRobot Slap.
And basically me, a fictionalized version of Big Tim,
yeah.
winds up with enough money to have a fucking robot made that looks like James Garner as the Rockford.
Yeah.
Nice.
And it fucking is the first one to come sentient or whatever, but it thinks it's just Rockford. So it's Rockford. In the future. It's yeah. a new Rockford Files and it's an Android in the future, in like a somewhat grim, dark future.
Like, yeah, like a Blade Runner style type of thing.
Not as bad, more mm-hmm. like a more realistic future. It's like yeah. some people have it real good, some people have.
Oh, you mean like, so like 2020?
Yeah, half Elysium, half not Elysium.
Okay, like, sure. Like, okay.
You know, like, less, like Elysium, but with less District 9 for the first half. Yes. You know, like,
I'm fine with that. I'm saying we're going with that.
Yeah,
okay.
You know,
okay.
More of a happy Elysium.
Yeah, yeah, it's like shit's bad, but also we have Hardys.
There's still enough money to go yeah. around yeah. that we can entertain ourselves.
I mean, yeah.
Rome hasn't fallen there, totally.
There's an American favela in L.A.
Okay.
But there's also still just regular L.A.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, fair enough. So, and he solves, because some of the old Rockford Files episodes would have been straight up solved with Google. Mm-hmm. Like, if yeah. you had a cell phone,
yeah.
half of the plot's
done.
Gone.
Yeah, that's
you
true.
Know, it's like...
It's simple half, research. Yeah. Even just, like, tracking down a person's phone number yeah. back, that would have been half an episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally, like, addresses and shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Following. That's so funny.
But he's an Android, and Androids are kind of like, they're passe now. My Rockford is an older model.
Okay.
So you know he's an Android, because it's like legs are purple or some shit, or some kind of like obvious.
Yeah, it's so obviously a
yeah,
robot.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
you can see the creases in his skin or whatever.
Yeah, something like that. Or, you know.
Or he makes like clicking sounds or, mm-hmm. yeah, yeah, yeah.
But if you've never seen the Rockford
Files. I've seen a couple episodes in the past.
Watch the pilot.
Yeah.
The pilot's 2 episodes long. And nice. They write books about how good it is. It's good. And they,
oh, really?
And they shot on film back in the day, so it still looks good.
Interesting.
Which is important for most TV
yeah.
shows.
Yeah, yeah. They
like,
did
Magnum
shoot a lot
PI
of...
looks like trash now.
Because they shot on...
shot on like VHS
on
or
video,
yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
Well, it's like watching old soap operas and stuff. Yeah, oh, but if you watch yeah. like old original pilots, like the Twin Peaks pilot, that they shot that on film, and it looks
and
like...
It looks gorgeous.
It looks,
yeah.
like, it looks like a movie. I didn't know Rockford Files was shot on film. And they did the 2 episodes, so pretty much
it's,
a
yeah, it's called Night of the Hunter,
movie.
And it's real good.
And they call it Night of the Hunter? That's a great title.
It is. I mean, they write books about it.
Robot Rockford? Robot Rockford?
Robot Rockford.
I'm writing down Robot Rockford Files.
If someone steals that, I will fucking murder you.
Yeah, people.
Unless you do it and it gets made and I get a little bit of credit.
Make sure you involve Tim. I mean, I don't know how you can. That's your opinion.
Might be the number one Rockford Files fan in the world, to be honest with you, that's not 70 years old.
Well, then you need to run with that. You need a podcast that's like you do every episode of the Rockford Files. Sorry for
if beginning. I had the equipment, I would.
Yeah, you have the equipment. We have the equipment. We're gonna talk. We're gonna talk, buddy. There's still more movies coming out on DVD. T2 Trainspotting comes out. The Trainspotting sequel no one asked for, and quite simply, you really don't even have to see it if you don't want to. It's like fine. It's okay. Yeah. It's like, yeah.
But there's like 20 minutes of the first movie in it.
Yeah, that's true.
Sometimes you want to hang out with your friends again.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you get a movie studio to pay you.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the kind of thing, like, people hate on Adam Sandler. He takes his friends to exotic
yeah.
places.
And, yep, yeah.
And it gets paid for.
And he pays them in, like, Maseratis and shit. Yeah. So, I'm not going to hate on his model or the way he treats his friends.
Honestly,
his movies suck, but he does what he does in school.
If he didn't bring his friends with him, I'd be like, fuck, you're the worst.
Yes.
But it's like... I see where you're going. If you're fucking
it's
over
like,
movie
studio. It's like you and David Spade are going to go hang out here for a couple of months.
It's like
I get it.
You're going to help Rob Schneider pay for his mortgage. That's yeah. so nice of you. What
Rob
a nice
Schneider's
guy.
Going off the deep end now. You
no,
know that, right?
No one likes him. He's,
he's an anti-vaxxer and a Trumper and shit now.
Has he? So he's gone
went
from...
off the deep end.
For a while, he was doing the whole, I'm a Buddhist over the top of that thing.
Now
he's gone super
right-wing
with
super right-wing
it.
About
That's
it.
Crazy, man.
And he's making all these shows that he's self financing,
yeah,
and they're all real bad.
But he gets them
money.
Though. Like he has one on Netflix.
Yeah, but he self financed it.
But he self-financed making it, though. But then he sold it to Netflix, sure, right?
Yeah, but still.
Man, yeah. Well, you know what? He's trying to make it happen. And he's, isn't he half Filipino or something like that?
No, his wife isn't. All right.
Or it's his wife or
we
something
We have more
like
stuff
that?
Coming on DVD?
God damn it. The Power Rangers movie comes on DVD, which didn't make enough money to get a sequel. So if you want to see your Power Rangers on big screen, that was your chance. That was it. What's coming out in theaters? We got three movies coming out in theaters.
Despicable Me 3.
Despicable Me 3. You ever seen any of those?
I saw some of Minions.
You saw some of the Minions one. All right, yeah. True. I saw the first two. I didn't see the Minions.
I haven't seen any.
They weren't funny enough to be like. And also the whole thing that they follow the world's most evil, but then they show up after World War II and all.
Oh, really?
But, yeah. The whole Minions are problematic in themselves, and I can't believe I said Minions are problematic. But their whole universe is dumber than shit because they're attracted to villains.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
The most evil are like, and it's like, why would you ever make a children's thing where they follow evil around?
Because it's grown off the first movie, which is, it's funny how that movie and Megamind came out at the same time, which is villains
and
turned into superheroes.
And Megamind did not do shit.
No, no one liked Megamind. Megamind's a better movie, though.
Yes.
And so because the bad guy that movie was going to turn into a good guy, it was fine then to have the Minions, because then the Minions, we've just followed the good guy.
Yeah.
But yes, now you're making a Minions movie where their whole thing is they're following bad guys and evils and shit. And yeah, the whole thing, it's after World War II. It's like, it's going to be, isn't it? They wanna, so there were a bunch of little Nazis, right? That's what were going on.
They would be Nazis. They'd be Nazis.
And who knows? If there were Minions, maybe they would have succeeded.
Have you seen the horrible meme that floats around that says that the Minions are based on Jewish children in the Holocaust?
No.
Oh my God. It's one of these, it's a conspiracy thing. It's not real.
Yeah.
But it's like a thing to discredit the Minion movies.
Yeah.
And it's like a picture of a couple of Jewish kids wearing overalls with goggles in the Holocaust.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, oh, my God.
It's real bad.
Man, you gotta be careful with some of those groups that you're joining, man.
I'm in some deep, dark hole on the internet.
That's what happens when you say yes to anything. That will not be happening in the Cinema Crispies group. I hope not, anyway.
Well, you can, it won't come to it now.
Okay, it's hysterical.
You gotta go on the real far conspiracy ones.
No. I don't go as far as Jesse Ventura can throw me on that. That's for sure. What else is coming out in theaters?
The House.
The House, that Will Ferrell, Amy Poehler movie where they turned their house into an illicit gambling house of ill repute.
Does not look good.
It looks like one that I'm going to watch stoned on Netflix, but not in theaters.
I don't understand how you don't watch movies stoned. I don't watch movies. How do you watch them any other way? It doesn't make any sense. I'm going to see it just because of Jason Mantzoukas, man. I love that.
He is a good guy. I like him.
He's a funny dude. It looks like he has a pretty good size role in this one. What else is coming out?
Last but certainly not least, Baby Driver.
Baby Driver, there you go. That
Edgar
Wright
movie. I'm looking forward to that one.
Yeah, yes. Everybody is.
Yeah, 100%. It looks really good.
Soundtrack's off the chain.
And it's Edgar Wright, man. I like all of his movies. He hasn't
Edgar
done
Wright
anything.
Does a good movie. Yeah.
He hasn't done anything that I haven't liked
he
yet.
He did that Ice Cream Trio movie, right?
Yes. Shaun of the Dead,
Hot Fuzz,
and At World's End, the Cornetto trilogy. You ever had a Cornetto? I think I feel like it's been a long time since I had a Cornetto. Do they even have them here in America? I feel like I had them up in New York.
Maybe.
They got
everything in New York, though.
They do, man. I was spoiled out knowing it. And then I move away. And it's like, where are all the bagels and the pizza and the hot dog carts go? Speaking of the hot dog carts, we'll talk about that in the second half of the show. Drew.
Chris.
You ready to give people their prescription of the week?
Mm-hmm.
You better be. Here we go. Time for Dr. Drew's 2 cents.
We're off the rails.
Oh, man. The rails are just like...
Every podcast that comes on goes off the rails.
No, this is the way it goes on Chris Bediso. The rails are all like Indiana Jones and Temple of Doom. Those are our rails.
Dr. Strangelove, do we have anything like that in the works?
They call me Dr. Manhattan.
And Bridget Fonda.
Do doctors know more about sex?
Doc Hollywood.
All right, Dr. Drew, what is your prescription for life this week?
Well, inspired by the Transformers movie, Chris.
Yes.
If you're going to hold my attention for 2.5 hours, you better tell me a damn good story, because I get really pissed off when you don't.
All right.
So, yeah. If you're holding somebody's attention, make sure it's a good story, because if not, it's fucking garbage.
Or just watch Doc Hollywood, which was a charming movie with Michael J. Fox before he shaked all the time.
Yeah, there you go. Before he got them shakes, he was so charming.
He was so charming.
Is the doctor out?
Doctor's out.
Thank you. Michael J. Fox, what do you think the J stands for, middle name?
Jason.
Drew, did we go over this already?
We already went over this.
So. Andrew. His middle name is Andrew. The J doesn't stand for anything.
Was it just SAG?
It's a SAG thing,
I'm
yeah.
I'm gonna have to be Big Tim Murphy when I get my SAG card out.
Yeah. Might as well, yeah, because all the credits already.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. You don't have a SAG card yet? I guess you have to be actually...
You have to be in stuff.
But he's done music videos?
But not for anyone with any money. I've done shit, but it's all non-union stuff.
It sounds like a pain in the ass to me. We need
everything I do.
We need to start our own union. That's how that works, right?
Yes,
something like that. They love unions in Florida. I'm sure they'll help us start one. Let's do a Crespo Disco break. I got a couple songs from the Transformers soundtrack the last night. Probably the best part of the movie was the music, because it was just generic movie music.
And they also got the money to get whatever music they wanted.
Yeah, they do, and it's all like bum 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 bum. It's very exciting. So here you go. The guy's name is Steve Jablonski. That's fun to say. Say it, Drew.
Jablonski.
Tim?
Jablonski.
See, that's fun to say.
Give me Jablonski.
Give me that Jablonski. Get out of my office. All right, here's a couple of Jablonskis, and then we'll be back with the second half of the show, Cinema Crespediso, episode 233 with Big Tim Murphy. Here we go.
Yo, yo, what's good, world? This is your boy, Steezy, coming to you straight out of the Trap House. We are pumping out two brand new shows a week for you, featuring the illest open discussion in O-Town. We love highlighting local Orlando talent, including comedians, musicians, artists than anyone with beer money. You know what I'm saying? So if you want to finally know what the heat of the week is and not feel like a downright herb, download Steezy's Trap House on iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher today. Get booked.
Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, who regiment your lives, tell you what to do, what to think, and what to feel, who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle, use you as cannon fodder. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, machine men with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines. You are not cattle. You are men.
What's up? It's your boy Stone the Terrible, It's your boy, the Black David Hasselhoff from Forget That Yo Radio. You are now listening to Cinema Crespodiso,
the number one show for movie reviews. Now back to the show.
Welcome to the
Crespodiso. I didn't bring that.
Alright, here we go, guys. We are back. Episode 233 of Cinema Crespodiso here. I'm with Drew Stokogren and Big Tim Murphy. Guys, how you doing? Drew, plugs. Where can people find you online?
At antihero419, all over the internet.
Damn straight. Big Tim, where can people find you online?
Basically, at Big Tim Comic for almost anything. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, download Poking the Bear. But also, I have Big Tim's Fans AF Suckers.
Yes. Yes, and you got some. Pops.
I brought a special limited edition one for y'all.
Yes.
That you had to go to a live event to get.
No shit.
And I'm going to give y'all the last couple of them.
Yes, yes.
It might turn into a recurring thing, but as of right now,
yeah.
This was an exclusive for Michmas birthday. It was Michmas.
Michmas was yesterday, yes.
Which is Mickey from Soma Cal, one of the OG podcasts.
He's been on the show. People can go back to episode 30. I got the list here, guys. I swear, episode 36.
Which is a long time ago, yeah.
And Jackie was on 35.
And Jackie is the chief scientist for Big Tim's Fancy AF Soccer.
Yes, I've been trying to get her back on the show for a few weeks now.
Yeah. So this is cookie cake.
What?
They went and got one of them cookies that they make a cake out of with the frosting on.
Yeah.
Put it in a jar.
Yeah.
Dissolved it 8 weeks ago. Crazy. And made a fucking cookie out of it.
That sounds amazing.
That is crazy. We talk about, yes, thank you, Tim. Oh my God, dude, look at that.
It's got actual chocolate sprinkles in.
That is incredible, Drew. Look at that.
I saw pictures on Instagram.
Yeah, but now it's in your hand. Thank you, Tim. Whatever.
You brought multiple flavors
too as well. Different flavors.
I basically just brought whipped cream in that because I only had whipped cream in that.
That works for us.
That works.
And we will buy them.
Incredibly popular. And it turns. I don't like to have more than like 25 on me any one time.
Yeah.
And Jackie and Mick are like, I'm bad at business. I'm bad at life. You know, and like I store them improperly and shit and all.
Sure.
And they, you know, they store them with silica packs and shit. And it's like, I just keep them in a lunchbox.
Yeah, well, you did literally just pull these out of your overalls, which is solely fine because they're wrapped up.
So I have a lot of stuff in my overalls too.
That's hysterical. Tim, thank you so much, man. We appreciate it, buddy. Tim's fancy as fuck lollipops.
Well,
now
that's fancy AF lollipops,
because AF. The children and their ears and their eyeballs.
Oh, these are not meant for kids. You can give them to kids and all, but these are meant for adults.
And there are some that are booze flavor.
Yes, and they have booze in them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So be careful if the kids aren't going to appreciate them.
Well, also
just give them Skittles and send them on their way.
Yeah, the kids don't appreciate flavors such as champagne.
or white male tears,
which is just salted almond, but it's a real good lollipop.
Was it just salted almond?
Yeah.
That's so pretty great, though.
It's so good.
Fucking white male tears. That's hysterical.
We sell that on name alone, and it's like...
Yeah, I was going to buy them just based on the... I don't even know what that is. Well, it could be something disgusting, like sweat sock and like legit
pretty
tears.
Pretty much, yeah. People would buy it. They'd buy it from the name.
Just to find out. It's a genius gimmick is what it is.
Well, I mean, it's like 70% of the people that buy our lollipops are like probably liberal females.
Yeah.
And liberal females love white male tears.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And, you keep paying me. I'm crying tears of joy every time.
All the way to the bank. That's hysterical.
Every time I buy something with lollipop money.
Yeah. That lollipop game. How's the hot dog game going?
It could be better.
Yeah.
I had some time off there against my will from not having a running vehicle, but now I've got a running vehicle.
You're back in it?
I'm back in the game, baby. I'm back in the hot dog game.
You be selling some hot dogs tomorrow?
Tomorrow, yes. Monday, a Thirsty Topher, and then this weekend coming up, July 1st, I'm going to be at, starting June 30th or whatever, I'm going to be at Pyro Spot.
Ooh.
The fireworks place down there in Longwood.
Smart.
Yeah, it's going to be good, yeah.
That should be a great spot, actually. Yeah,
it's actually the first time I'm being advertised as an appearance, because you can't advertise explosives on Facebook, but you can advertise Big Tim Murphy on Facebook.
What?
Oh, there we go. It's a clear milestone, man. I'm not going to lie. I got a little chubby off of it.
That is awesome. That's fucking fantastic. Oh, that's working around the system. Fuck the system. Good job, man.
Yeah, system. Fuck the system. The system doesn't do you any favors.
No.
Why are you going to do the system any favors?
The system ain't going to do you, so you got to do it.
Yeah. So now we got to do...
Don't think too hard about that one, Drew.
Billy Dee's Death at the Movies now, right?
Oh, yeah. According to the board. Actually, you know what? Things are a little mixed up here. Let's see what we got going on. I just want to make sure you got all the plugs. You got all the plugs?
All the plugs.
I did want to plug a couple things myself here. The trivia that I do that people don't go to. People are going to it. You need to start going to the Cork and Fork on Tuesdays instead of Wednesdays. I was doing for Wednesdays for a minute. Wednesday is a busy fucking night.
Wednesday
is
a horrible night to do things. Because everybody's got something.
Because everyone's doing something. Because Wednesday and Thursdays are nights that people like to go out. People need to start coming out on Tuesday to the Cork and Fork, 7 p.m.
Tuesday,
I'm doing
the
trivia
Friday.
There. The Tuesday is the new Friday. Their cocktail specials. Tuesday, Taco Tuesday, that's passe. They do Meatloaf Tuesdays. How do you like that? Yeah, Drew. Meatloaf
a good
Tuesdays.
Meatloaf is better than a good is better than a bad taco.
Fuck yeah, it is. And
but they, a good taco is better than a good meatloaf.
And they do, but they do a different gourmet. Fair enough. But they do a different gourmet meatloaf every week. Different style, like a meatloaf special. Sometimes it's got like an egg in the middle of them. Sometimes it's topped with a different type of sauce or whatever. And it's a lot of fun. People should check it out. And I'm doing trivia from 7. It ends about 8:30. 3 rounds. Prizes for the top 3 teams. It's a lot of fun. People, come out. Check it out. Also, I did a couple episodes of a podcast. Well, I did a podcast called The Twisted 10. I went out to Merritt Island and recorded a show there where I was a guest host. And I talked your ears off for almost 2 hours, those poor people. And then I sat in on a podcast called Living Podcasty, which is the same people, but it's more of like a hangout type thing. And they talk about, you know, more stuff. Podcasting type stuff.
Seinfeld type, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? How do you think about it? So, guys, check out that Twisted 10, Living Podcasty, good stuff. And, yeah, email us, cinemacrespediso@gmail.com. Let's get into the segment of the people, Drew. What do you say about that? Time for the Vox Populi, which means here we go.
That moment you've all been waiting for, the world-famous...
Vox Populi.
Vox Populi.
Vox
Populi.
Vox Populi.
Vox Populi.
All right, here we go. Drew, take it away.
Our boy Ron hit us up in a Facebook post.
What's up, Ron?
Says, if you do drugs and a gamer, this is for you. Cinema Crespediso, I can see how some can see this as a film. And it's a link to the Everything gameplay trailer that we talked about last week.
Oh, yeah, go ahead and let Tim know, because we talked about this previously, and Ron's commented. Let Tim know what you were talking about, because you're the one who found us.
Yeah, basically, there's a video game out there called Everything. It's coming out on the PlayStation 4, and the trailer for the gameplay, you know, which is just mashed together from, you know, gameplay footage.
Yeah.
They mashed it all together. It was submitted to a film festival, which was also one of the film festivals where if you won, it qualified you for the Oscars, and it won. So, a video game trailer just got nominated for an Oscar.
Which is crazy.
For all intents and purposes.
Yeah.
All right, fuck.
Yeah.
this is a new world. Donald Trump's the president. It's, yeah. It's a new thing.
Exactly.
Trump is president. So. Marketing for a video game is now a short film Oscar nominee possibility. Not necessarily is nominated, but can be.
It can be. It's qualified. Yes, it's qualified.
You're right, Tim. It's a brave new world.
Yeah.
Are you ready to live in it?
Yeah. No, not really. I mean, you know, it's just everything's possible. Nothing's...
Everything is possible. I mean,
lots of things are possible. The question is...
You can make a bus all the way to Alabama if you need to. Isn't that what you did?
The question
is... Megabus almost there and jump ship at a fucking truck stop. Because the megabuses don't run to Gaskin, Florida necessarily. But they do stop there.
But they get close though.
It gets real close. Yeah, right, it's real close.
And then you walk there. Yeah. I'm sorry, Drew. You were saying...
I was going to say, just because... I mean, lots of things are possible, Chris. Doesn't mean that they're probable.
Lots of probability, et cetera, et cetera. You know, a lot of things are probable. I was seeing some crazy lightning yesterday. And I was like, this is the type of lightning that like precedes time travel. Like, I bet you people are arriving.
They just canceled all the time travel TV shows too, by the way.
Did they?
Yeah.
Did they really? All of them?
Yeah.
God damn it.
There was three of them. There was a new crop of them. There was Making History. There was a
Frequency.
Frequency got canceled. Yeah. Frequency is not necessarily technically time travel, but you just can
communicate with all. Yeah.
But there was also Timeless.
Yeah,
Timeless
that's
wasn't
right.
bad,
yeah.
And then it got revived, by the way. That's off topic. But.
Are you a fan of time travel stories, time travel type
I
stuff?
I can be. I really liked Making History because it was a funny one.
That was an interesting one. Yeah. Wasn't that a Lord Miller, Team Lord Miller joint? Didn't they at least produce it? Someone produced that one. You ever see the movie Time Crime, Spanish film, Los Team Incrimens?
You want to talk about
Chrono Crimenis.
You want to talk about funny.
Oh, yeah, that movie is intense,
hilarious.
Man. It is a crazy time travel movie. It's a small, contained little one. But it's so smart. It's a lot of fun. Whenever I talk about time travel movies, that's the one I like to recommend. That and Primer is a crazy
thing. Primer was weird.
Primer's a weird one.
Did you ever see Sounds of Thunder?
Yes, the one with, was it Richard Gere was the lead? No, Burns. Ed Burns?
I think so, but it had the young guy that from, it had Paul Walker, I think.
That Paul Walker was in it? Yeah. Was he really? Was he one of the group that went back to the dinosaur was going to die anyway?
The budget got slashed halfway through it.
Well, yeah. And
that's why it looked so much worse in the second half than first half.
Because they literally couldn't finish the movie, and they just edited what they had and released it. And it is epically awful. It is a terrible movie.
That does sound awful.
But it's fun, though. It's fun to watch.
They tried, though. Yeah, that's the thing. Like,
they tried their balls off.
I mean, they tried.
It was a very big idea. You know, for a Butterfly Effect type movie where it changes in a past.
It's based on a Michael Crichton book.
No, not Crichton. I know this. Not Asimov. Someone like an older dude. Bradbury? No. Maybe Bradbury?
I don't matter. We got the Google machine. We can figure it out.
We do have the Google machine, but I think it's the Google machine.
You know what?
Is the Google machine done?
Just tell us in the Facebook group that gets started.
Yes, there we go.
Correct me tomorrow.
It'll be the second post after the first post that you said you were going to put
up. The first one, which I forgot what I was going
to... So did I. I forgot it too. That's why we write these things down. Did you write it down, Drew?
No. Fuck.
He's one of the
it won't
worst,
be the
he's
first
one. One of the worst producers in town.
It'll be like the fourth or fifth thing that gets posted because you make the group and people are like, why the fuck am I in this group?
Why are we doing this again?
Yeah. I don't know.
But you said to make it a secret open group, though, right?
It's closed group.
Closed group.
Closed.
Closed group. All right, here we go, guys. Here we go.
Oh, shit. It's that time.
It is that time. Who's the cog? We'll invest the world. Who's the cog? We'll invest the world. Drew, you are 9-8 this year. Tim, you can make them 9-9. A record of 50-50. Oh, my goodness. Drew, are you going to let that happen?
Maybe.
We actually hinted at this earlier.
I might make it happen.
The Billion Dollar Club. I'm going to tell you a movie. You tell me if it grossed over $1 billion at the box office. So the simple over under a billion. Drew, you lost last week, so Tim, you get to go first. I have two groups of five, Group A, Group B. You get to go first, Group A, Group B. Which do you want? Choose group wisely. B. Group B, here we go. Did this movie gross over a billion or under? Toy Story 3.
Over.
Correct, it did. The Dark Knight.
No.
Ooh, incorrect. It did gross over a billion, yes. Shrek 2.
Yes.
It did not.
It did not. I thought for sure that would have. That was a big movie.
I would think so.
Is that adjusted for inflation, though?
No, these are not adjusted for inflation. These are straight-up numbers. Spider-Man 3.
Yes.
No, it did not.
That was real bad, but I thought maybe it was a spoiler.
It's that happens, like with the Pirates movie. Yeah. And finally, number five, Finding Dory.
Yes.
Yes, it did. You got 2 out of 5. There you go. Drew, are you ready?
Sure.
Number one, Rogue One.
Yes.
Number two, Zootopia.
No.
It did. Yes,
really?
It did. Yeah. Number three, Despicable Me 2.
No.
Correct. Number three, The Jungle Book.
Wait, which one?
The good question. The one that came out just recently.
I was gonna say the new one.
The 2016 one. Yeah. Fair enough.
No.
That is correct. Number five, Finding Nemo.
Yes.
No, it did not, but you got 3 out of 5, so you win 3-2. Congratulations. That was a close one, though. Slim margin of victory.
Very slim.
10
nice showing, sir.
Thanks, brother. Thanks.
These fucking games are rough.
They are rough.
They're fucking awful.
I think you got the easier one, though, because you had a lot of older movies on there.
You would think so,
though. Inflation adjusting is what made me wonder.
But to be fair enough, outside of questions 1 through 4, they both went yes, yes, no, no.
Yeah.
So, you know, just having a little fun with you guys there.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go, one of the sons of bitches. What were we doing? What were we doing something? The Vox Populi. We were talking about the video game thing.
Over.
And that was Ron, right, Ron from LA.
That's the Vox
we appreciate
Populi.
That big gay Ron. You are the man. We love you.
Was that Ron Phelps a second?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Man.
I love that guy.
Isn't he the best?
He's the best.
He's the nicest guy.
He sent me $5 the other day.
What, through Patreon?
No, through PayPal. Which
through PayPal?
Is better than Patreon, to be honest with you.
There you go. Plug the PayPal. How can people send you money via PayPal?
TimothyStMurphy@gmail.com.
There you go, guys. Send some money.
I was like, I just posted, hey, let me hold a dollar. And people let me hold a dollar, which is nice. I appreciate y'all.
let me just hold it.
Well, it's I have a Patreon, and the Patreon has about $11 on it.
There you go.
But I get about $60 or $70 a month from just like, hey, you like the stuff I do? Buy the CD that you can also download for free if you wanted.
Yeah,
or
sure.
Whatever. You
then
know?
You just put one out of a live set.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, live, just like bootleg recordings.
But it's a disclaimer, like, hey, the audio's not so good, so just give me whatever you feel like giving me for it.
It's, it's on Bandcamp. They're not bad, and some of them are real weird.
Yeah.
Like, I went and did a show where we did erotic fan fiction, so I told a story of Hank Hill getting pegged.
Nice.
And if you want to listen to that, go to Bandcamp, Tim Murphy, and
it's there.
It's a comic. It's there.
By Peggy, is his wife Peggy? Peggy? Yeah. Pegged by Peggy?
Well, the whole idea is that the name of it? He is now a manager, and he finally has all that power he never had before. So he's got to release something. And
he has had the power taken away somehow.
And Billy Bob, or whatever the fella, Joe Bob, leaves up porn, and he discovers pornography, basically, like internet pornography.
Sure, sure.
And one of the first things that comes up is a dominatrix. Uh-huh. And, you know, Peggy's got the big old feet and all. So it turns into a whole thing. And
true.
Like, download the fucking thing.
It's very well thought out, yeah.
It was all improv, to be honest with you.
I'm going
to
check it out. That's really good stuff. It sounds like you knew what you are talking about, though.
I know
fan of King of the Hill.
I know. I'm a huge fan of King of the Hill.
And in other ways, you knew what you were talking about.
Big Tim is around.
Big Tim built those up. Let's see here. Billy D's Death in the Movies. We haven't heard from Billy D. No dispatch from our New York City senior correspondent.
He might have died at the
movies. May be dead. I think this may be the week that the Fingermen got him. Billy D may be officially black bagged. De Blasio's Fingermen, you know, it's a nanny state up there in New York City. He's in Brooklyn.
They'll come get you.
They will come get you. Yeah. So if you keep an eye out for Billy D, if he reports back to us, we'll let you know. But from this point forward, the rest of the show is dedicated to the memory of Billy D, our fallen New York City correspondent. Who knows what he was doing? So let's get into the movie news segment.
Check out Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel showing off their hot beach bods during their romantic Caribbean getaway.
Opens up about
navigating
the holidays with ex-wife Reese Witherspoon.
Leia is spilling the beans about a secret Star Wars affair. Apparently Han wasn't so solo after all.
He has been melting down. He's been berating fans, walking off stage. So what's going on with the beans?
That's right, Crespity, some movie news segment. This is where we do talk about them celebrity divorces, haunted beach bods. What's Shia LaBeouf up to? We don't know. But we do want to know what's up with the Biebs. Big Tim Murphy, we need a Biebs update. What's up with the Biebs?
He's still the Biebs. He's rich and doing his thing.
There you go. The Biebs is rich and doing his thing. That's your Biebs update. Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. Cut the music. Oh, it went longer than I thought it would.
Did y'all play the new Mad Max video game that came out a year or so?
Yeah, I did. I played it quite thoroughly, actually.
It was a good game.
I was a big fan of it. I'm a big fan of the movie. I think that helped a
lot.
Yeah,
I think we discussed this before in a previous show.
But it's kind of repetitive, but
the violence is gritty.
Yeah.
Oh, the violence is super gritty.
I fucking, I love it when out of nowhere you just, power bomb somebody and snap their neck. It's what?
Yeah, the stabbing.
It's on Xbox now. Has that Game Pass thing.
Yes.
Yeah, it's on there, and so I finished it again finally.
Oh, no shit. There you go. That's your Big Tim video game recommendation of the week. Before we get into movie news, we were talking about on the show. Did we even talk about the show? The girl with the gifts?
Oh, yeah, the girl with all the gifts.
The girl with all the gifts.
Yeah,
the girl with all the gifts. What's up with the girl with all the gifts?
That is a British, it's a British, a UK film. It's a zombie, but it's a grim, realistic zombie
because
they're taken over by a parasite that's a fungus that makes them. They call them Hungries.
Yep.
Mm.
And it's got what we figure out his name was.
The
guy from the Boots movie.
We were just saying it, Drew. Okay.
But it's got Glenn Close in it, and it's got his name's like Chappy Pinkerson or something. Right?
Paddy Constantine.
There
you go. It's not a name you think of every day.
He's
that's
real
why.
Good in it. The little girl is super charming. Mm. The lead actress, mm-hmm. and she's.
And the things you're saying off mic, a little more spoilery stuff. It sounds like a really intense, crazy movie.
Watch it, and I mean, it's good. Yeah, it was a little long,
mm-hmm.
but it's not that long.
Do you have? Your computer's closed. I was gonna see if you could look it up on the Just Watch so people can find out. Yeah, could you look up The Girl with All the Gifts? See what streaming services that may be available on for people to check out.
I rented it for $1.99 on Google Play. Well, I had a coupon or whatever.
No, use them coupons, man. That's what they're for. Yeah,
Google Play will send you coupons all the time for stuff, by the way.
Will they really?
Rent movies on.
Sure, I get it. Because they're trying to get you to be like, hey, you can use us too to watch movies as well. They're trying to get that information out there. All right, there you go. The girl with all the gifts. Tim recommends playing Mad Max video game on Xbox. What was it?
Xbox One. They have a new subscription thing. It's not worth the subscription, but try it.
But if you already have the subscription, it's worth Mad Max.
It's available to stream on Amazon Prime, and you can rent and buy it on Amazon, Apple, Google.
There you go. The girl with all the gifts. There you go. Thank you, Drew. I appreciate that. All right, let's get into the movie news. A couple of big stories happened this week. First off, Daniel Day-Lewis announced, probably for a third time in his career, I think, his retirement from acting. He's done this before.
Yeah.
But now he is 60. So
and he gets real into his shit, so he might literally just be like, my body can't do this.
He may be done with it officially.
I mean,
yeah.
Fuck, he lived like the Butcher Bill in Gangs of New York or whatever. It's like,
yeah.
So for
Last of the Mohicans, he learned how to carve a canoe out of what I got a single log or whatever.
Yeah, he basically might just be like, look, I can't make movies anymore unless I only make
that, and I'm rich. I don't need to.
He's rich
do this
and
anymore.
He can say no.
Yeah. He says no all the time.
He says no all the time.
Yeah, which is like. Fucking, sometimes people need to say no to some things.
Yeah, more people need to be like Daniel Day-Lewis and say no to some stuff. Less like Melissa McCarthy and Kevin Hart saying yes to everything. Although, you're saying yes to everything these days. It's working out for us.
I saw Central... we talked about the Kevin Hart movie he did with The Rock, which was real nice. Central Intelligence.
I thought they were great, the two of them, but like the movie around them could have been better.
Yes.
Like,
one of those things...
They need something better for the two of them.
Yes, they need a better vehicle for them. Because they could be the new fucking 48 Hours.
It could be.
I'd love to see them in a 48 Hours remake.
Yes, that would be great, actually. I would love that.
But make Kevin Hart the Nick Nolte.
I was about to say, who's the cop? Kevin Hart's Nick Nolte?
Kevin Hart's the cop.
I'm down with that.
Kevin Hart's the cop, and The Rock is the fucking...
And he has to, like, wrangle this giant criminal. Mm-hmm. I'm down with that. That works. I like that a lot, actually. But Daniel Day-Lewis, again, announces is a retirement, and this time maybe it. He does have a movie coming out this Christmas where he plays...
He's playing a retired guy?
Where he plays a retired guy. He's like, wins an Oscar. It's so nice to be retired, and then he wins an Oscar.
Does he not have an Oscar?
Oh, he won three of them so far.
Okay, I was about to say.
It's the Daniel Day-Lewis Award for Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah, that's what he wins. And as a matter of fact, this movie that's coming out this Christmas is written by Paul Thomas Anderson, who did There Will Be Blood the last time he won.
Damn, that was a good movie.
Yeah, actually, I think he won for Lincoln, so two movies before is when he won. There Will Be Blood is fantastic. This one is about the 1950s fashion industry in England. So, Daniel Day-Lewis playing a much different character in a different industry.
Daniel Day-Lewis is the only real famous actor, I think, still doing it that does not play Daniel Day-Lewis and everything.
Right.
No, he's always somebody else.
Yeah.
Him and Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt is the world's greatest looking character actor.
He is. He is a character actor stuck in a leading man's body. It's weird how that happens sometimes. And he tries so hard. He wants to be that character actor, and Hollywood's like, no, you're front and center.
You're Brad Pitt.
Get normal and make this goddamn movie. He's like, God damn it. Speaking of Brad Pitt, he is, you know, producing the World War Z movies.
Yeah.
Plan B is his production company. It's his version of a blockbuster movie, that World War Z. And despite a lot of production problems with the first one, it still made over $500 million worldwide.
Which was like his biggest movie.
It's his biggest movie, which means sequel, which means World War Z 2 is happening. And we reported on this before, but it is confirmed 100% now. David Fincher is directing World War Z 2, which is wild because we're talking about the guy who directed Fight Club and The Game and the girl with the dragon tattoo, speaking of girls with stuff.
So it's going to be a good movie, but it's going to be fucking weird. Bro.
It's going to be subversive and weird and fucked up. Did you see Gone Girl?
Gone Girl was fucking...
Doogie Howser got his throat cut while he was having sex with a lady. Hauser.
And then she rolled around in the blood. Like, with a smile on her face.
That movie, I looked at that and I was like, I am never fucking anyone ever again. Yeah, I was like,
all the poor bastards who took their... All the poor bastards who took their, like, girlfriend out to watch that movie afterwards are probably like... So, why don't you sleep at home?
So why don't you write down everything I need to change so I can be better for you, baby?
Yeah, what do I need to do to make sure?
She comes back and she straight up just... Yeah. She tells him, like, yeah, no.
This is how it happens, and no one's going to believe you.
Yeah.
Dude.
Hey, just like
and she's still showering the blood off her, like, 2 days later. Yep. She throws the blood on her. That movie is wild. Yeah, he's making World War Z 2, that guy.
I'm down.
He doesn't make PG-13 movies. It has to be PG-13, so we'll see what
God
he does.
God damn, I hope they release a director's cut that lets him do what he wants.
Right, but, oh, man.
I wish Hollywood would get with the fact that the PG-13 is not really helping. I don't think it helps.
The biggest grossing movies of all time, all the billion-dollar movies, like 90% of them are PG-13. Because there are Harry Potter movies and Batmans and Titanic and Avatar,
but,
you know.
Yeah, but you know, you could spend just a little bit less money.
You could spend
and
less.
And not have to make so goddamn much.
That's the Deadpool Logan model. Those are slightly lower budget R-rated movies that end up making a lot of money. Yes, it is possible. They're slowly learning that. That's why we're getting the R-rated Venom movie with Tom Hardy coming out next year. But it's
I don't
not
think that's going to work.
You don't think so?
It all depends.
The Spider-Man, the people, whoever the fucking charge of Spider-Man doesn't like Spider-Man.
Well, that's why the new one coming out is with Marvel. Yeah. Because the Sony people keep fucking it up.
The Sony people are just,
they don't know what they're doing.
They do keep fucking it up.
Movies are so hard to do. And
people take it for granted. Yeah, they're really hard.
You know, I had that little movie review thing, and I always was just like, God damn, I see where y'all were going with this. I know you tried real hard.
Yeah.
You made a bad movie.
Yeah, that's right. You did do that YouTube series with...
I did, with a friend of mine, Morgan, yeah.
We might
bring that back soon, yeah.
You should, man, absolutely. And now's the time for on-demand streaming entertainment. It's more serialized and niche than ever, you know?
I know.
You just got to go out there and do your thing. But doing your thing won't always get you what you want. For example, we alluded to this earlier. They were making the Han Solo prequel movie.
Yes.
Written and directed by... Excuse me. Written by Lawrence Kasdan. And his son, Lawrence Kasdan, co-wrote some of the original Star Wars movies. He's been involved with Star Wars from the beginning. Literally from the beginning. Lord Miller are the guys who did the Lego movie, Cloudy with a Chance Meatballs, 21 Jump Street.
All fun, charming movies.
I love all of those movies.
The Han Solo movie needs to be.
And as a matter of fact, also, all those movies are movies that, aside from Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, but Lego movie, 21 Jump Street, they're all bad ideas on paper.
The goddamn Lego movie shouldn't have been charming.
But turned into fucking gold.
Yeah. 21 Jump Street, you took Channing Tatum and the fucking fat kid?
Yeah.
And it works.
And it works. And then you're going to make a sequel and it's
and good. It works.
They keep taking bad ideas and making them great. And you know what? A Han Solo prequel movie is a bad idea.
And
they gave it to them. And once they gave it to them, it's like, oh.
This could be good.
This could work. This is going to get up straight up one of these, man. Because they got fired 3 weeks left on the production. They only had 3 weeks left and they got fired because of creative differences. Literal creative differences. Apparently, they employ a very improv-heavy, loosey-goosey style on set. Lawrence Kasdan is from the fucking 60s and 70s. He wrote a script. He wants you to say the words as they're written.
Yeah, Lawrence Kasdan wrote the thing, and it was made by them brothers, right?
The team. They were directing it, but they cast it. They put a lot into it. They designed it. And then when they started filming, they had a lot of clashing with Kasdan and the producer, Kathleen Kennedy, who's also, she's not just a producer, she's like running Lucasfilm for Disney. So with only 3 weeks left to go in production, they got let go, they left, it didn't work out. To do a lot of reshooting, they already brought in, hired officially...
The one.
Ron Howard.
Yeah, the only.
that's getting the double. Ron Howard! Come on, man.
I mean, that's like getting Jordan to come back and fix your team.
Yeah.
Ron Howard has made some goddamn good movies.
Yeah, but then you know what happened when Jordan came back? He joined the Washington Wizards, and they were terrible. And he wasn't good.
That's my point with this.
Yeah, so okay. Well, then
like, Ron Howard, I trust Ron Howard... Howard makes a Ron Howard movie.
Yeah,
exactly.
Ron Howard is making one of them. I can't remember their name.
Lord Miller. Phil Lord and Chris Miller. We just call him Lord Miller. Yeah,
Lord Miller. They're making a Lord Miller movie now.
Yeah,
and it's like
stepping in. That's how you end up with an AI. Or just like it's sort of Stanley Kubrick. It's sort of Spielberg. It kind of works, but it kind of doesn't.
With that kind of thing, you gotta fucking.
Right, it's frustrating, right? When they do that kind of shit, Ron Howard, if he was making, he makes good movies based on real life. Apollo 13, Rush movie, that racing movie did a couple years
which was
ago.
Surprised, I think that was the first time I was like, wow, this Thor guy can act.
Yeah, Chris Hemsworth.
That's the only time. Yeah,
that was like surprisingly good. What was the one he did before? Frost Nixon is a great movie.
But remember, that's once again, all real life stuff.
That, yes.
That's my
Han
point.
Solo ain't real.
No.
His fake stuff is the Da Vinci Code and those movies. And what was the other one he did recently?
Oh,
he did
Inferno.
Yeah, man. They're all like not that
Angels
good.
And Demons. He made the.
You made that whole
Hanks,
trilogy.
Tom Hanks trilogy. Yep. He's only done two
the
sequels or whatever.
Tom Hanks Long Hair trilogy.
That's right. Yeah. Tom Hanks doesn't even do those types of
movies. He doesn't
movies.
Do sequels, no.
And he did it with Ron Howard. But, and they I get mean, worse and worse. And they're even that good.
That's why Crack did a great article about why people make. Sometimes why movies are made.
Yeah.
And people keep. Great actors keep working on Michael Bay movies.
Yeah.
Because they're fucking super fun and Michael Bay's super fun.
They,
it's like.
They want to be involved yeah, in the Bayhem.
Yeah. He's like, oh, fuck, we're going to get jet skis tomorrow.
Yeah.
Get this shot done right and we're going to get jet skis tomorrow, guys.
Also, you're getting paid $500,000, $750,000, $1 million, depending on who you are as an actor in the movie. Yeah, sure.
Or even
Anthony Hopkins probably got fat paid for that movie. So when he sits down in an interview and says, oh, the reason I did the movie is because I talked to Michael Bay, and he described to me the complexity of the Transformers and the robots, and I thought, this man is a genius, I have to work with him. Like, no, it's because the check cleared, and he's taking a sweet vacation next year at the Galapagos
Islands. There's a famous Michael Caine where they asked him why he did Jaws to Revenge.
The Revenge, yeah.
And he's like, I wanted a boat. And a house. And the movie was bad, but the house is lovely.
Yeah, it's a great quote along those lines.
And that's the kind of actor I'm going to be.
There you go.
I'm doing more acting stuff, and it's like,
That's what the Kevin Hart model is. Like, just say yes, I'm going to work, I'm going to get paid, and it's working. It works for certain people. So there you go. That's the bad news for that. Jurassic World 2 has a title. An official title.
J.W. Dose.
No. You want to take a shot at it?
Something referencing Lost World a little bit?
No. Oh, that would have been fun, but no. It's called Jurassic World, : Fallen Kingdom.
Fallen Kingdom.
That's right. What is this? Game of Thrones?
Yeah. What the fuck does that mean?
So what?
That
title they come makes across,
no sense.
They, Saudi Arabia makes a fucking Jurassic Park world and it fails.
Exactly.
I was about to say so something fails and now everyone's riding the dinosaurs.
Okay. Well, here's what I deduce. I think is what's happening with the sequel. Because if you're paying attention, to what happened in Jurassic World at the end of the movie. B.D. Wong plays a scientist who gets off the island with all the patents.
Yeah.
That's going to get disseminated around the world. So Jurassic World 2, which is not Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, I think will be what happens down the line when that technology is not just on an island, but it's all around the world. So there are Jurassic World type theme parks all over the place.
That are all fucking up.
And then what if they all fuck up right around the same time? So that's maybe the Fallen Kingdom's the entire world.
That movie was charming, and I took the kid to see it.
It was okay,
It got a lot more praise than it deserved.
Yeah, I think so.
You know,
I agree.
But it brought back, I saw the original Jurassic Park.
Nostalgia.
Oh, the original is so good.
Great.
The original's awesome.
Yeah.
Nostalgia feels good. Nostalgia does not sequel well.
No.
Nostalgia also does not last.
That's true.
Like, you go, oh, fuck, this is not... That's why when I discuss my Android Rockford...
Yeah, Android Rockford.
It's not a nostalgia thing.
Because it's new. It's updated.
It's a new thing. It's a new... I love reboots that acknowledge the original and go, fuck it, we can't do that.
Yeah.
We're going to do something different.
Like, 21 Jump Street kind of thing. Yeah. It's like, we're taking the basic premise, but we're doing a modern thing because we can't recreate what they did in the 80s.
But Johnny Depp's going to be in the movie still.
Twin Peaks is doing that now. The new David Lynch with the new
fucking
Twin
weird.
Peaks.
Yeah, even weirder than the first.
But like the original one is very much based on the soap operas of the day. This one is like based on TV of today. We're just like doing whatever you want type of filmmaking, storytelling. And that's what he's doing. It's weird.
Whatever he
shit,
wants.
Man. There you go with that. Kurt Russell, he has a pilot's license, okay, and he likes to fly, right? So back in like 98, I believe, I can't remember the exact year or month, but and the article's right here, but I'm not gonna bother clicking on it. He was actually flying one of his sons to like a date to a prom or something crazy. I don't know, really impressed the girl. He was flying the kid there, and they were flying through Phoenix, and as they were flying, it's like, oh, look at that weird light formation. There's like these weird 6-7 lights. They're in a weird formation, moving in a certain direction very slowly. It's strange. Let me call this in. So he calls it in to the tower. It's like, I see this crazy formation. Lands the plane. The kid gets off. He flies back home to California. Doesn't think about it again for like 15, 20 years until he sees a documentary about the Phoenix Lights, the UFO phenomenon in the late 80s or late 90s.
No.
And in the documentary, they're like, oh, it kind of started when a lone pilot called it in.
Kurt Russell.
Yeah, unidentified.
Russell called in the Phoenix Lights?
Yes, he was the first one.
What the fuck?
Kurt Russell was the first one. He was like, I hadn't. And he was like, I never thought about that until I saw this documentary.
That's
it's
awesome.
Like, it's like, oh yeah, that reminds me. That was actually me.
That was me.
That was me. I called it in just thinking, oh, there's some lights. Maybe you guys should check it out. And he had no idea that like 10,000 other people saw the lights and reported it. It's this huge phenomenon. And there's like multiple movies about it, fictionalized and documentaries about the Phoenix Lights phenomenon. One of my favorite UFO type stories.
Well, no, and especially because...
Probably because of the amount of people who
reported. And even at that time, the governor of Arizona was like, it fucking happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, a state official was like, no, this shit happened. We don't know what the fuck it was.
It's the only credible one that I've ever heard of.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, because there's footage of it.
Yeah, and it was like, well, yeah, that one looks like that's some weird shit. It probably is going to be some goddamn thing we use to blow up Yemeni's weddings, though.
I mean, guaranteed.
It sucks that it's not aliens who just don't want to hang out with us.
They come down, take a look, and like, oh, fuck those guys.
Instead, it's a thing we use to launch hellfire missiles at weddings.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's a government tool of destruction they don't want to acknowledge exists. Yeah. For some reason, they turn the lights on by accident over Phoenix. Yeah. And then, you're right. Otherwise, the other thing is, the aliens came down. They saw Phoenix and we're like, out of
fuck
here.
This.
And then we're like, no, of course it's Phoenix. No, we have Vegas. It's way cooler. It's right up there. Yeah. No, we could be having fun.
Try Montreal. They'll apologize for stuff.
Yeah, yeah. They'll apologize. They'll give you a croque monsieur. Yeah. Oh, you'll discover the delicacies of melted cheese.
If aliens came and we had to tell them about the United Nations, I would take them to Toronto and build a fake United Nations in Toronto. Because I don't want them going to actual New York. Because you know there's going to be some guy in the Bronx going, hey, fuck you. Fuck the alien. You ain't tough.
Yeah,
I'll show you tough. Yeah.
Like, what the one? I had enough aliens here already. They're literally the first aliens. We've had enough of them. They're coming over here, taking our jobs. Like, you're a plumber.
The first alien cab,
Yeah, the first alien cabbie. The first alien Uber driver. He'll be a Lyft driver. There are other stories here. Do I want to know what? I'm going to curve also one there. Okay, so let's bring us to the end of the show, which means where's that button? That's this button. Oh, yeah.
We give you the questions. You give us the answers. Time for the light point.
Here we go. All right, Big Tim, I got 10 questions. I need 10 answers. Are you ready?
Yeah. I mean,
you ready?
Yeah, I thought you were...
No, oh yeah, I'm talking to you. Oh, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Because I was going to say, Drew, start the clock.
Go.
All right, Tim, number one, cream pies or Eskimo pies?
Cream pies.
Number two, where are all the shepherds at?
In the fields.
Number three, is Wu-Tang Clan something to fuck with?
No.
Number four, what is your favorite day of the week?
Thursday.
Number five, what is your least favorite day of the week?
Every day but Thursday.
All right, number six. Would you rather run a banana republic or live on a moon base?
Run a banana republic in a heartbeat. Timsylvania would be the greatest goddamn banana republic ever.
Timsylvania
would be the fucking best.
Can I live in Timsylvania?
Yeah, everybody can. It'd be fucking awesome.
All right, cool. Are there downsides in Timsylvania?
I mean, yeah, you gotta have to fucking put up with only things I like. But otherwise,
it's... All right, so Tim's running the show. It's your banana republic.
Yeah, I mean, there's universal basic income and healthcare and all this other shit. Yeah. And, I mean, there's some bad jobs there and all, but
sure,
there's a lot of Hardee's.
Are there?
Yeah, there'll be
a lot
of Hardee's.
Not Carl's
Jr.? Not Carl's Jr., but Hardee's.
Okay, I'm fine with that. Number seven. I'm totally fine with that. Number seven. Aliens, yay or nay?
Yay.
Number eight. Are you much of a darts player?
No.
Number nine. Is this the end times or a new beginning?
It's the end time.
Number 10, the Trix Rabbit, the Hamburglar, the Cookie Crisp Crook. Who do you kick out of the gang?
Fuck, Hamburglar. That head's too goddamn weird.
The hamburger's gone?
The hamburger's gone. Your fucking head's a cheeseburger. Get the fuck out.
His head is a
No, that's that's the mayor. No, sorry.
Mayor McCheese.
Mayor McCheese. I'm confusing with
the
mayor.
The hamburger has the big
Hamburger wears a jail outfit and carries a sack. Correct. You're gone.
He kind of gives himself away.
Yeah. He gives himself away. The Trix Rabbit's just a rabbit.
It's just a rabbit.
And he can talk, which is pretty badass.
The Cookie Crisp Crook comes with a dog.
Yes.
Yes.
Also, I mean, it used to be two of them, and they changed it, remember?
Oh, now it's just a wolf.
Yeah, it's a wolf.
Mm-hmm. Which... Yeah, it's not even a crook.
No.
Yeah, this is actually, I had to go back to the Wayback Machine to get that reference. That one is for not the kids. Let's do the swag baggery. Drew has a couple of bags here. You got to pick one, the green one, the stripe one. Which one do you maybe want to go home with today? As I drink my vodka soda.
Let me have the shiny one.
Mm. The green one? The green shiny one?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Drew Cigar, go ahead. break open the bag and lets him know what he might get to go home with today.
Clearance 70 cents, glow in the dark zombies.
There you go, glow in the dark
zombies. It grows up to 600%. All you gotta do is put it in water.
Put it in water, it grows up 600%.
I'm going to a pool party right after this.
Jokes and gags, dog poo. Trick your friends.
That's even better for the dog. That's even better for the pool party. Fake poo.
We've got pizza cards, 68 stickers included, 16 scented pizza slices with stickers.
There you go. Pizza scented pizza stickers.
They smell like pizza.
Yeah.
When you put toppings on them, I think.
All right. Yeah, it's a build your own pizza thing.
There you go. There you go.
Oh, and a can of Clover Valley fully cooked pulled pork and water.
You guys do your shopping at Dollar General.
9.5 ounces.
Dollar General, yeah. There you
go. I go to Dollar General. Clover Valley's their brand.
It is their brand.
There's a promotion right now. If you buy $25 worth, they give you $5, or $30, they give you $5 off.
What?
I was a fan of Clover Valley Foods.
I do all my swag bag shopping at Dollar General.
I do almost all my grocery shopping there when I don't have a car because I can walk to one.
There you go. You can try out that shredded beef in a can. Was it beef or pork?
Pork.
Shredded pork in a can. See, like an orange. And we put the bag away, and you take what Drew has in the box that's right over here.
God damn it. And last time I took the box.
What was it? What'd you get?
I wound up, it was a Jack Handy book I think you guys gave me separately.
Oh, the Jack Handy book.
Yeah, yeah, the Deep Thoughts, which I still read.
It's a fun book. It's a good book. It's a classic book. But you know what's in the bag.
I know what's in the bag, but I don't know what's
in
the box.
You have no idea what's in the box.
Do the listeners get upset when people don't pick the box?
I think they do, yeah. But you know what? Fuck them, because you're the one that has to go home with this thing. And is there a snake in there? No, there's not. I hate snakes. Plus, there's no holes in the box. Yeah. So there's
never that just means dead snake.
Never be a snake. No, nothing dead.
To be honest with y'all.
Yeah, be honest, please.
I want the bag real bad.
Okay.
But here's the thing. I've been a fella... I get mysteries in my head, and I go, God damn it.
What? So you want to know?
What's in the box?
That's the allure.
So you know what, listeners?
Mm-hmm.
This is for y'all. I'm a man of the fucking people.
Here we go.
I'm turning down the bag.
Oh, the beef. You shred the pork.
I'm turning down the pulled pork. If I want it, I can get it myself.
Yeah, it's true. It was only $1.50.
Yeah, I know. I know exactly how much it is. And if you feel bad, you can just PayPal me $1.50, listeners.
There you go. PayPal. Yeah, you got the address.
I'm going to take the box.
There we go. We're taking the box. Well, then go ahead and pop the top, reach in there, pull it out, and let everyone know what you're going home with.
I'm going home with a jokes and gag whoopee cushion.
There we go. Whoopee cushion.
Old school.
You can have some jokes with your co-hosts on Poking the Bear, some guy and other dude. Make one of them sit down on the whoopee cushion and have a lot of fun, and then you can attack him with a hammer.
Well, they should have pissed me off.
Well, it's called Poking the Bear. You are the bear.
I know.
If they don't poke you, there's no show.
I know. I'm aware of the dynamic. That doesn't mean I haven't had to accept it anymore.
Okay, I'm just saying that hammer is it's been broken out a lot lately. It's going to get used. I'll make sure this guy gets some stickers too. Why don't you? Well, yeah. All right, I appreciate that. Drew, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Tim, thank you so much, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me, baby.
Hey, you're the man. I appreciate that. Everyone, thank you for downloading and listening. We appreciate it. Make sure you read more books, break up the big banks, save your money. Put it in your mattresses and be excellent to each other. Free Mumia Abu Jamal and look up the Macheteros. Find out what they're all about. That's some crazy shit right there. Macheteros. Viva Las Puerto Rico.